So, Parsha Shemot, Ben Ishchai, Pasuk, Perek Dalet, the fourth Perek, Zayin v'Ches. Ches v'Tes. Yeah. So it says, so it's speaking here about Moshe Rabbeinu, telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Jewish people won't believe him, in him going to Mitzrayim. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Vaya, im lo yaminu lecha, if they don't believe you, they don't listen to the voice literally of the first ot. I don't listen to the sign of the first ot, which is his mate, his cane turning into a snake. They listen to the voice of the second sign of the after sign. And if they don't believe to both these signs, right? Velo yishmuun lekolecha, and they won't listen to your voice. Velakachta mimei hayor, then take from the waters of the Nile, v'shafachta yavasham, and throw it into the dry land. Vayu hamayim, and the waters asher tikach min hayor, from the yor, from the Nile, vayu ledam biyabeshet. There'll be like for blood on the dry land. So the Ben Ishchai here says, there's many diktukim, there's many diukim, many things to analyze in these two psukim. But drashotai al haTorah, and on my drashas of the Torah, biaratim lenachon, I explained them properly. Be'ezrat Hashem yitbarach, with God's help. V'kadei lehakel b'hotzat hadfus, and in order to make easy for the hotzav of my svarim, le'et ata, for now, lo hebeti advarim kan, I didn't bring all the words here. Gam harav bina le'itim, also the rav bina le'itim, zal, hebiya diktukim v'pasuk, said, he also brought these psuk, the diktukim, the diukim in this pasuk, ube'er otam lakon, and he also explained them nicely. V'hainu d'hayta kavana b'zeh, and the kavana, right, in this, yes, today, lahashrish ha'emuna hayashara, to be mashrish, to like cause to bring us to a proper and straight emuna. Shurui la'amin, that is fitting to believe. Shuhu yidbarach, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is siba, is the reason. Kolelet b'ritzono hapashut, he is the reason which includes his simple rotzen, his simple will. That means everything comes from his, he's the Siba, his simple will is the reason for everything in the world. Hen letov, hen lahavcho, whether it's good, whether it's ra. V'kol ha-shinuyim ha-baim mi-ra letov, and all the differences that come from bad to good, umitov l'ra, and from good to bad, hem kefi hiyotam, that's according to them being, mesudarim, ordered, u-mugbalim, and I say mukbalim, and bordered with borders. Mechefzo yitbarach, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. V'lo k'otam hachoshim, not like those who think. Shepoel hatov lechud, upol hara lechud. In other words, all the ra in the world comes from Hakodesh Baruch Hu's order in the world. I.e. and his gvulot of his design in the world, that means his removal from the world, so to speak, not him himself, but a gvul that he allows himself to be metiv and not beyond. Not like other people think that there is good from one source, I.e. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chas v'shalom, lehefech, there's ra from another source, chas v'shalom. V'hodio b'zeh, and was made known in this, al shinui she'ef shaliyot me'et Shloshat Stadim, and the difference in this was made possible in three ways. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Kodesh. Look at his words there. The Bina Le'itim Shubao Barchava K'midato Atov. And you'll see there, he explains fully what he means. V'inei Lefi Amu. According to this, Kol Ha'otot, all the signs Ha'elu, all these signs Hayu Kedei L'Hodia, in order to make known to us the poel hatov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does good in this world, Hu Poel Hara. He's the same one who does the Ra in the world. It comes from the same Shorish. That's Mitzad Dino, and that's Mitzad Chasdo. The Ra is Mitzad the Dino of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the good is Mitzad His Chesed, His loving kindness. Velo Shiyesh Chas V'Sholom, and not Chas V'Sholom, there are Shtei Rishuyot, two things working in this world. Kedat Apikosim, like the view of those Apikosim. V'Lachain, Tiknu Anshe Knesset Agdola. Anshe Knesset Agdola, Tiknu. Loma b'chol yom, every day, Anshe Knesset Agdola fixed. B'birkat Kriyat Shema, in the brachas of Kriyat Shema. Yotze O, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forms light. U'borei choshech, and creates darkness. V'ken v'avit, golel O, he removes light. Mipnei choshech, from in front of darkness. V'choshech, and darkness from O. Laskir midat yom v'layla, to remember the midah of day at night, or midat layla b'yom, and the midah of layla in the day. Right? That's a good morning brachos. What's the reason for this? In order lehotzi milev hatoim, to remove from those people the hearts of those people who make mistakes umatim, and cause other people to make mistakes. Shomrim, that say, Shtei Reshuyot Chas V'Sholom, that there's two dominions, good and evil. Umisha bara O, and though the one who created light, Lo bara Choshech, didn't create darkness. Lefikach Tiknu, Anshe Knesset Agdola, they fixed, enacted, Lehaskir Midat Halayla, the measure of night, Biyom, in the day. Umidat Yom Balayla, the midah of day, at night. Lohodot, to teach, Lohorot, to teach us, Al Achdut Hashalem, on the unity, complete one unity, El Echad, one God, Barash Nehem, created both of them, Ba'achduto HaPashut, in His unity, His simple unity, Kamo Shekatav Maran Beit Yosef, right? The Beit Yosef writes, Kaliska V'Shalom Yitzibu, as mentioned in the Shalom Yitzibu, this parish on the Tefillah. V'nearly, B'Siyata Dishmaya, and it seems to me, said the Ben Yishchai, B'Siyata Dishmaya, Tam Ache, another reasoning, but my shetiknu laskim midat yom v'layla. Why they fixed, right, the midas of the yom at night, or midas laila b'yom, the midah of night by day. V'hu ki be'emet ein lechasha. There's no moment b'yom she'ein ba'layla. There's no moment in the day that doesn't have night. Ve'ein lechasha b'layla she'ein ba'yom. And there's no moment at night that doesn't have day. Kamo shekatov b'sefer Habrit, like we say in Sefer Habrit, Sha'eretz hi kadu. The world is a kaduri, it's a globe. Right? V'talui al merkazo be'emsa. And it's hanging in its middle, right? Avir hashamayim, in the middle of the heavens, al blima. Through a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Guzeres hakel yitbarach, through a Kodesh Baruch Hu's will. Ubnei Adam Yoshim al Shetach Hakadu Misaviv, and people sitting on the other side of the world, Ukadu Haaretz Halazu Bichlalo, and this land that we live in is included. Tamid Chetzio Haachad, half of it is day, Yom, Vechetzio Shnei Gdol Laila, and half the other side is night. The Kamo Shashemesh Mekif Ubal Ha'ir Tamid, just as the Shemesh Makif Ubala Il Tamid Chetzia Kadu, right, Mehaaretz, it gives light to half of the globe on the land. Kamochen Hatzel Bacharav, the night or the tzel, the shadow comes after it on the other side. Makif Lachshich Tamid Chetzia Shaknegdo V'nichcho. Against, and it, the cell comes on the other side, against it. In a way that it's day in this country, but it's night on the opposite side of the globe, against it, on the other side. And this other side of the kadu, that's against this side that we're standing in. I hear it's day and there it's night. Lo nigla le'enei ha'amim. It wasn't revealed to people, uchachamehem bizman rishonim, in the times of the rishonim. Because then some people thought the world was flat. Varak nimsa nigla bishnat chamishet elafim varanav liyitzira. It was just revealed in the 5,000th year, 252 liyitzira from the creation of the world. V'le'echad mechachmei ha'goyim, one of the chachmei ha'goyim. Chelek gadol ba'aretz, he's talking about Columbus, that he found a big part of the land, b'chetzei kadua sheini, she'shalcho melech Sfarad, that the Spanish king sent him, im gibur chayel, with a strong army, ushmo America, and its name is America, ba'oniyot rabot, with many, many, boats, im anshe chayel, with an army, v'kavash ha'aretz ha'chadashahi, and they conquered that land, v'nikret al shemo America, and it's called on his name America, because it is gibur chayel called America. Ah, in kol ze, even with this, timsa ki rabotenu zal b'zoha kadosh, in the Zohar, hikiru b'zeh b'ruach kodsham, they knew about this with ruach kodsham, with ruach hakodesh, v'ramzu al ha'aretz azot, and this land was mentioned, b'zoha parashas v'yikra, it's mentioned in the parashas v'yikra, the Zohar, daf yud, b'zeh l'shono, and this is the lashon then. It ata b'yishuva, there's a place in the world, kad nahir le'ilin, when it's light here, chashich le'ilin, it's dark there, u'le'ilin yamama, and there it's day, le'ilin le'ilia, and here it's night, ayin sham, look there. So we see that the Zohar understood that there's, if here it's day, there can be night, here it's night, there's day. Ve'erich b'ze harav b'noam l'shono, and the Rav explains it, ayin sham. ולכן בזה מצינו טוב טעם, we have a good understanding, למה שאנחנו מזכירים מדת לילה ויום? Why we mention the day, night in the day, מדת יום בלילה, and the day at night, כי באמת, בעת אשר אצלנו יום, where it's day by us, הנה הוא לילה, בעבר השני, on the second side, שכנגדנו, against us, והוא מאמר הכתוב ממש. That's what it says, יום בלילה לא ישבוצו. That's what it says, explanation of the Pasuk in Nach says, day and night will not stop. I.e. daik, midaik, that there will always be day and night in the world. And that can't be if the world is flat. That can only be if the world is round. And in another way it seems to me, b'siyata d'shmaya, hatam d'maskirim midat laila b'yom. The reason we mention the midah of night in the day, in the brachas of Kriyat Shema, d'ha'ol remez l'midat rachamim. Light is a hint to the midah of mercy. Shemimenu yimshach hatov. From it comes good. Vashochef remez l'midah sadin. And darkness is a hint to the midah sadin, to the midah of judgment. Shemimenu yimshach hayisurin v'hatzarot. From it comes bad things and tzarot. V'ramzu anshei kneset gedola. And anshei kneset gedola hinted la'adam b'tikun ha'shevach hazeh, with the fixing of this shevach. B'chol yom, each day, shim yireh atzmo, if a person sees himself, omid b'tova v'shalva, standing in good and quiet, shehu ha'or, that's the light, lo yiv'at, right? If a person finds himself with goodness and light, he shouldn't kick, kamo shekatuv, i.e. when a person has everything, he has goodness, he has a kodesh baruch who gave him kol tuv, everything. Not like it says, he shouldn't be boit by Kodesh Baruch in that time. It's like it says in the Pasuk, in Dvarim, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat, that Yishurun, Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom got fat, so to speak, Vayivat, they had big houses, they had, everything was going well for them. And that can cause a person to become a Baal Gaiva and Yivat, and not recognize his Creator. El yachshov v'yale alibo. Person should think in his heart. Et hachoshech shimimenu yavod tzarot v'yisurim. Even when a person has good, he should think that he can always come darkness, which from it can come badness. Im yireh atzmo omid b'choshech. And when a person sees himself standing in darkness, b'tzarot v'yisurim, the bad things that happen to him, al yitya'esh, he shouldn't give up hope min harachamim, from mercy. Like David HaMelech says, Afilu cherev chada munach al tzavaro shel adam, even if a sword is on the neck of a person, al, he shouldn't Yimnat atzmo min rachamim. We shouldn't give up on getting mercy. Ela, rather, ya'aleh alibo, he should think in his heart, et ha'or, on the light, she yizrach alav, that it should have radiate on him, betuva menucha, in goodness and resting. Lekach tiknu, therefore they mentioned, anshe knesset gedola, laskir midat laila biyom, to mention the midah of night during the day, and midat day, and the midah of day during the night. Why? And because understanding this, that even when there's goodness, you should remind yourself that there can always be bad, or the days that were bad. And even if there's you're in a dark place, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to a good, better place, and you should have trust in Him. There.